looking for a unicorn, like me. I'm just kind of going to do what I feel like doing. I don't really have any rules. You know, I'm just having fun and everything's been really great so far. And I hope that I find somebody. This is not normal life.
Oh, boy.
That's sort of the, boy, is sort of the theme of this season.
But, you know, are we really surprised is the question. Yes. Are you surprised? Why are you surprised?
Because this is just terrible. I mean, this was a bad season. I've seen other seasons where it was at least interesting.
I mean, at least with last season, we really weren't sure up until the end about whether or not Ben was going to pick Lauren. My frustration is that JoJo...
Just one frustration, then.
Just the one. JoJo very clearly made the wrong mistake by picking Jordan. And we're going to have to sit around and wait for another 3 to 6 months... until this no longer works out. So, are you excited about this, Adam? Because I'm really not.
I'm never excited.
Sure.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't feel like Robbie was the right choice.
No.
Of the two of them, probably. But, you know, at this point, it's awful. I mean, she had a whole season. Like, this is, what a perfect finale.
Yeah.
To a shit season.
Yeah.
You know? So I spent, this is fun side story. I spent the last weekend with my family in Pennsylvania, and I asked my 92-year-old great aunt Kitty.
God bless Aunt Kitty, everybody. God bless her.
I said, Aunt Kitty, who do you want to win between Robbie and Jordan?
Totally reasonable question.
Aunt Kitty is the cornerstone of my family. She is everyone's favorite person. You know, she had her own extremely successful marriage, relationship, all these kids. She's built
94 years old?
92.
92 years old.
She built this beautiful family. Beautiful and, family. And she is the one in charge. I said, Aunt Kitty, which one of these guys is the best guy? And she looked right at me in the face.
She sure did.
And she said, I don't know the difference between those two guys.
Aunt Kitty is the smartest.
She's been watching it the whole season.
She's the smartest person I've ever met.
She said, I don't know the difference. And that's sort of where we ended up.
And neither do we, Aunt Kitty. And neither do we.
What a just a perfect ending.
So, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that
let's talk about the show.
Let's talk about the show. Right. So, we start with Jordan meeting the family first. Now, usually the meeting the family part, there's no real indication based on who goes first, how things are going to go, but... So Jordan goes first.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
And, you know, his whole game is that, you know, he wants to ask JoJo's dad and specifically JoJo's dad, not her mom, ask JoJo's dad for her hand in marriage when it feels appropriate, when the time is right.
Or does he?
Or does he?
Or does he just want to say that to JoJo while they're in the middle of having sex when he doesn't actually mean it?
Bingo. So, you know, he comes into the family and sort of has this whole thing where he's like, you know, when my family gets together, we like to make jokes. So I brought a bunch of hats for everybody. It was very...
And mom sees through this.
Yeah.
And then immediately throws it aside and she's like, well, whatever. Look how good looking he is.
Exactly.
Which is true if you can get past the haircut.
So one of the things that I thought was really, really great, and that seemed to carry through all of the conversations that JoJo's family had with both of the guys. They talked about these trust issues that she has. JoJo has trust issues.
She has trust issues.
I wonder why that is.
Maybe because she is self-selecting the least trustworthy people to be in relationships.
Sounds pretty
reasonable.
And I know we talked about this a couple of episodes ago about how, you know, we had always thought that, you know, maybe JoJo's brothers were being way too hard on her. Maybe they were being, you know, super unreasonable about all of the stuff that they were saying to Ben. They were acting completely unreasonable to him. I don't think their attitude towards him was overly harsh because she deserves it. She acts like this.
Yeah. So Jordan comes... And he visits the family, and mom, woof, first of all, and mom talks to Jordan, and she goes, you know what, I'm worried he's a little bit too likable.
Exactly.
I said, mom.
Mom is woke. never forget.
Well, whatever. Like, Mom, first of all, there's two problems with this. Number one, too likable, not a real problem. Number two, all the people in that room, they're the only people who like Jordan Rodgers. Everyone who watches the show is like, kind of over him. No. He sucks.
And you know what? It was very clear that the family sort of felt some kind of way about Jordan in the sense that he was too perfect. He was very rehearsed. He, you know, was just basically David Caruso-ing and Jade everybody. Basically repeating everything that they said. And he wasn't really saying much of anything. But we knew that.
Outside of him being good looking, he has nothing going for him. So, you know what? That's plenty, though.
And the thing that I will remember is that Mom is concerned that he's too charismatic. Now, I know you believe that that's not like a real problem.
Not a real problem.
But I hear what she's saying. I hear her saying, you know, who doesn't like him? That he's so big and has a big personality and is the kind of guy that definitely always needs the attention to be on him. He's the kind of person that is never going to be willing to sacrifice some of that attention for his partner. He's not going to allow himself and his partner to be the center of attention. It always needs to be about him, which is very clear, especially when they went home and especially even with all of the Aaron drama. That is circulated around him. That is not circulated around Aaron.
He seems like a textbook case of a bad person.
Textbook case of a narcissist? Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of it. He's just not a good person.
No. So at the end of this whole thing, he didn't get the permission from JoJo's parents.
Hard to get something you don't ask for.
didn't get the permission from the parents. And we are left to meet Robbie and the family.
Right. And Robbie made a decision. Robbie made a decision about maybe two episodes ago where he was like, you know what? I'm going to just verbalize the hell out of everything. However I'm feeling, I'm going to express it. I'm going to make this sound like a soap opera, how in love I am with everything I say. And that was the decision he made.
So the thing that I liked about Robbie was that, and you could immediately tell in the difference in language between him and Jordan, he made it about his experience with JoJo and made his appearance with the family about them.
Yeah, what a
what
dumb
do you
move.
Want from me? How can I be better for your daughter? Those kind of phrases. The kind of phrases that, oh, I don't know, you would want your husband to be saying to your family?
Yeah, don't try to make it sound like Robbie is a desirable husband.
I mean, out of the two that are left, I mean, what do we expect?
I mean, nobody is better than the two of them.
That's very true.
So Robbie shows up. It's pretty clear early on, like, she's not really into Robbie.
No.
You know, Mom is like, what do you like about Robbie? And she's like, I like how he makes me feel.
Ugh.
Which is a classic thing you say when you don't actually like a guy. That's classic, like friend zone statement.
It's like when your friend is dating somebody and you ask them, like, oh, how is he? Do you like this guy? And she says, he's nice. A nice man. He's a nice man.
Yeah, so Robbie talks to the family. It goes really well for Robbie, I think.
I mean, it was the best job interview he's ever been on, frankly.
Clearly, because if he had more that went well, he would actually have a current job.
Exactly.
So JoJo sits down with the family, and she's begging somebody to say no to Robbie.
This was crazy.
She wants the family to say Jordan so bad, and they don't. They all say Robbie, and she's just prodding them to disagree.
And
she's like, I need you to say no to Robbie so I don't have to.
And this was unbelievable. The fact that her brothers, like, called her out on the entire experience. He said, I think was it the hot brother or the brother that is the most woke, if you will?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's the brother that is the most woke because you're about to say something of his wokeness.
So he said to her, you know, during this whole, like, you know, but what about Jordan? What about Jordan? He said, no matter what we say about Robbie, you are going to gravitate and defend Jordan. She said, you said all kinds of amazing things about Robbie, but every time we said something about him, you came back to us with, what about Jordan? And that right there, my friends, is the key to all of this.
Yeah. So the whole show, when it starts, she's faking this I'm in love with two guys thing. She's like, I don't know. I'm in love with one. I'm in love with the other. And then Jordan shows up, and, like, it kind of goes okay. And Robbie shows up, And it goes really well.
Really well.
And she talks to the family. The family's like, definitely Robbie. And she's like, so we don't know or what?
No. We know, girl. You just know that you're going to pick the wrong person.
Yeah, so this
like,
is...
the whole... It was crazy. And I've never seen this on this show as long as I've watched it. Both... Usually, the parents and the family are very diplomatic. It's like, well, on the one hand, you've got JoJo, who's really amazing, and then Lauren is also really amazing. On the one hand, you've got Sean, and he's great, and then on the other hand, you've got Nick, who's also great. No, it was very clear that the family preferred Robbie over Jordan. I have never seen that in the entire existence of this show.
It's funny to me how the family was like, yeah, we met them both, we want Robbie. And she just looked him right back in the face and she goes, yeah, I know, it's so hard to pick, right?
Oh, God. And no. how her brother said, this is not you picking your date to prom. This isn't your New Year's Eve date. This is your husband. Do you feel like Jordan Rogers is going to be a good husband?
I guess she does. No, she doesn't know what she wants.
She doesn't know what she wants.
She's confusing lust and love, which is sort of a theme of this show every season.
In the phrase that we love to use, she's being a stupid, clumsy...
What drama? She is. Thanks, yep. Happy Endings.
Thanks.
So JoJo is in the middle of this thing, like... She clearly already, like, she picked Jordan a long
she's
time
already,
ago.
I think the reason that she's so emotional is because she was really hoping that her family would feel the same way that she did. And she...
They didn't. That backfired on
her. And so, she just crumbled.
So,
and especially once we get into the evening dates, I think it will be more clear.
So JoJo acts like she's struggling, you know, because mm-hmm. she really can't make decisions.
No.
You know?
That is very clear.
The only thing she does worse than make decisions is act. Because I don't buy for a second that she was actually into Robbie.
No.
Or anybody who wasn't Jordan, you know.
So we go...
It's not just Robbie. It's also Chase, and it's also Luke. And it's
Wells.
It's everyone. Entire season since the first night.
I am so sick of this show giving us the same sort of like, oh, it was a connection from night one.
This is three seasons in a row.
And then I have to sit through 10 to 12 episodes of this program of this person having a relationship with one person and pretending they have a chance with 25 other people when that's not the case at all. Not the case at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's, again, you're confusing love and lust, but that's, you know, whatever. It's TV.
So we get to Robbie's date. It was basically beach time. So it was, you know, Robbie was very specific about his feelings as he has been throughout this entire process. And the thing that was the trigger for me was when she said, it's overwhelming how much you love me. Oh, girl.
Stupid thing to say.
What a dumb thing to say.
First of all, Robbie doesn't love you that much. He just thinks that he's going to win by telling you. Robbie doesn't know anything about her.
I mean, at this point, based on how she views vulnerability, I could see why that is a reasonable thing for him to say.
Here's how you know that it's real, and here's how you know that it's fake. It's fake when 100% of the things you're saying are things that you've probably heard on rom-coms.
Or in Nicholas Sparks novels.
It's
love you so much.
Yeah. Robbie doesn't have an original thought in his mind.
You are the light of my life.
I want us to be in front of the fireplace with a dog and kids. Oh,
Mom, the meatloaf!
This is a Nicholas Sparks novel.
It is.
And it's a bad one. Because they're all bad ones.
Well, I mean, you know, I would probably sit through... Wait, you're right.
No. Yeah.
No.
I mean, Robbie... At this point in the game, they both suck. At least Robbie can speak well about
it. I mean, The Notebook was okay. It was just okay.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
It was not like, oh my God, cry about it.
So they have this beach date. You know, realistic. You have the slow motion stripped down.
Sure,
the
sure,
underwater
sure.
kissing.
The great boobs.
Riding
the great
on
New
the
York
shoulders.
Is that
something that real couples do? Like, wade out into the ocean and pick each other up on their shoulders?
I don't know, Adam. Why don't you tell me? Did you do that with your other girlfriend?
No.
Are you sure?
I've never done it with you, and I actually love you.
No, oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Whatever.
So this date didn't feel good. No, I mean, we get to the evening part, and Robbie is all being very open. Like, I want you to be so confident in our relationship, and I love you so much, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, uh-huh, yeah, sure.
I'm just not sure.
That sounds fine. You sound like somebody that could be a reasonable husband. She was not into it.
No. She gives him all these lukewarm, impersonal comments. You know, like, she is definitely setting him up for the, you are so wonderful, you deserve somebody who loves you the way that you love me.
Ugh, again, another Nicholas Sparks novel.
Yeah, phrase. Whatever. Everybody says that at the end of every year. They say this to the person who gets second every year, yeah. Men and women. You're so wonderful, you just deserve better than my lazy.
Than me.
That's all anybody ever says.
So we get to Jordan's date. And Jordan's date obviously is on a boat and starts with a hair flip.
It's exactly the kind of date you want right before you get married to somebody.
Right. I mean, the whole date she spent her time like needling him for information.
It's because they don't even talk. They don't talk at all. Jordan just like goes in for the kiss. Here's the Jordan Rodgers dating method.
I'm gonna break this down for you. Break it down. Take it way down deep.
It's got two steps and they alternate. Step one, describe what is going on. So, we're on a boat. Look at that water. Look at those rocks. This is a boat. And then he leans in for the kiss. And then he smooches for a while. Mm-hmm. And then he comes up for air and he says something like,
I love kissing you.
I'm wearing a swimsuit. Look at this dumb haircut. You know, something like that. He just describes what's going on. And then he kisses her and they go back and forth. That's his whole move. I broke it down right there.
And so she is engaging the conversation. She's the one bringing everything up. Like, don't you think that's weird that he's not sharing the talking with you? I mean, you have to start every single conversation with him. That sounds awful. That sounds absolutely awful.
You got to think things in order to talk about them. So and he doesn't.
So they get to the beach again, right?
Another beach. It's Thailand.
So
there's a lot of beaches.
If there's not beaches around, then there's monkeys around. Yeah. I don't know. So Jordan and JoJo start to have the conversation, which was mentioned with her family, that he did not ask her parents for her hand in marriage. And JoJo, who said, well, when we were you said that was the most important thing to you. And you didn't do it. Yeah. Why didn't you do it? And I wrote down some of the exact phrases that he used, which is classic boy behavior.
Yeah. He said,
he said, put yourself in my shoes. I didn't know 100%. I wasn't comfortable because they didn't meet Robbie. In the words of Beyonce, in the classic summer single, Sorry, he always got those excuses. There was an excuse for every single thing that she said. And an excuse that was just like, still not real words.
So I have a couple of things to say about this. Here's the most important thing. This scene is the quintessential scene of the entire season.
Yes.
It's her giving him all this rope and all this credit.
So, yes.
And all this that he doesn't need.
Yes.
And him failing to convert with
yes.
her. Yes. So he says something like, she says, why didn't you ask my dad or my parents if you could marry me? And he says, well, just think about it from my shoes. And this, like, to a normal person, this is where you explain it from your perspective.
Yes.
Instead, he doesn't do that. He's just like, think about it from my point of view. Really? Like, if
really?
You just think what about
is,
it, like, really?
What is
like,
your
they
point
had,
of view?
They met Robbie, and, like, they didn't know. So, first of all, Jordan doesn't say anything. Point number one, Jordan doesn't say anything.
Anything.
Point number two, Jordan doesn't understand how this game works.
No. He knows how the game works.
It's not about him. It's not about her family choosing him. It's about him being available to her no matter what, and then she makes the decision.
Right.
That's how the game works.
Right. But he doesn't... I honestly... You could see his wheels turning on this date.
There are no
when
wheels.
He... Well, whatever. The wheels that are in there, the, you know, the Homer Simpson sort of black and white cartoon that's happening in his head. You could see him start to think, in whatever capacity, as though he hadn't thought about it before, like, how do I lie out of this so that I can get her not to pick me? Or so that I can not propose to her? because you could almost tell she was forcing it onto him.
It kind of feels like he's trying to dump her.
He was trying to dump her. He was trying to not marry her.
Boy, that backfired because she made up her mind a long time ago.
She did. What an idiot. He was like, oh, I can bang this girl for a while. And then he was like, oh, wait. I have to actually get engaged?
Now I'm going
to
look like an... So they have this bad talk. And of course, they end the bad talk with just more making out.
Sure.
Because that's what they do when they're unsure about each other, which is all the time. So they make out, you know, whatever. It happens.
Our friend Neil Lane comes. They give them the rings. And I have something to say about Neil Lane. Why are all these rings so ugly?
Well, they're not as good looking as yours.
Oh.
I don't want to take credit for that.
You're right about that.
Yeah. These rings are ugly. Number one, these rings are ugly.
Yeah. Number two.
Number two. Jordan goes back to write vows, and he does exactly the two steps I was telling you about earlier, only she isn't around to kiss him, so he removes that one.
Right.
He just tells her what's happening.
Right.
You know, Robbie's vows are things like, I want to be the person with you for the rest of your life. Jordan's vows are, I just talked to your mom. Like, he's just narrating what's going on.
Right. He was basically telling her, you being mad at me was really hard for me to deal with. So I basically did the one thing that you told me to do, and now I'm going to do the other thing that you want me to do. It was basically the equivalent of your mother leaving you a note during the summer when you're at home from school to say, take the chicken out of the refrigerator. It was that.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the beginning of it. We saw him writing the beginning. The end of it is probably something like, I'm sitting at a desk. I'm holding a pen. There's paper in front of me. He's just more description. That's it. He's useless.
So we get to the moment.
So this is the moment.
This is the moment where we see who gets out of the limo first.
She has picked. She woke up this morning and had a moment of clarity.
Right. And so she goes through all of this emotion.
It only happened this morning.
Oh my God.
It only happened that morning. She was really conflicted and it only happened this morning.
Right. She was so conflicted. She was crying. It was just a mess.
JoJo was crying?
She was crying.
For the first time this season?
And I mean, she just couldn't get herself together. She couldn't get herself together. And out comes, out of the SUV, the first person to get out of the car, who is usually always the person that ends up getting broken up with, was Robbie.
It's Robbie.
So this is the end of the road happening at the end of the episode goes to Robbie.
Goes to Robbie. And this is the quintessential problem with this series.
And women in general?
No. No, I mean, not women in general. People who appear on this show.
Yeah.
There are two options. Neither one of them are very good, and that's entirely her fault.
Entirely her fault.
But she ends up in a situation like this. There's a guy who is very expressive about her feelings for him, which is something she wants from everybody.
And something that she was very vocal about the interview process, in all of it, in everything.
There is a guy who is exactly everything that she has said that she wanted so far. Then there is also another guy who is fame adjacent.
Yes.
And in all other ways, a terrible person.
Yep.
Who does she pick?
Fame adjacent.
This is the problem.
So
this is the problem with this entire series.
So the thing that I want to mention, the quote that I want to relay to you comes from a friend of the show, Nick, who said to me, she is literally the dumbest, most insecure woman I've ever seen. The only person who hates her more than me is herself. Like, and it is so clear to me, the text messages that I've been getting from all of my friends watching this show, saying things like, I can't believe she would do this. I can't believe she would pick somebody that, you know, clearly is completely boy material, that doesn't care about her, only cares about himself. Like, she had all of these great guys to pick from. James Taylor, Wells, Luke, guys that really were super invested in her. And the one thing that I want to say is that I hope every woman watches this show and sees themselves in JoJo. Sees themselves in the sense that she so clearly picked the wrong person for her. That she so clearly was blinded by the swooning, the hotness, the zhuzh.
She dwarfed it.
The hair flip. She dwarfed it. And it is my hope that as much as every single woman hates JoJo at this point for ruining her own life, that they see those same choices in themselves and refuse to settle for boy behavior like goons like Jordan Rogers.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? I say this probably every week. You can't help what you're attracted to. It's a switch. It's chemical.
Yeah.
She's not sitting there thinking like, you know what? I'm going to pick the awful one.
But you got to hear yourself. I mean, hear the people around you. I mean, for God's sakes, her family was like, pick him.
The problem is, there is an override. There is a manual override to this. Yeah. She just doesn't know how to use it.
She could have picked Robbie and, like, gotten to the... And so we'll get into the final rose after the final rose thing, because this is what she said to Robbie in his brand new teeth, that he... They couldn't get the friend part, her and Robbie. I'm like, you couldn't get the friend part because you guys don't know each other.
I mean...
Because it's been 8 weeks. Like, the love that's part, all they fine. Had. But, like, you know, you guys could get to know each other and talk about what are your favorite movies and what, and start that. I mean, my God, Robbie would drink your bathwater if you asked him to.
When you think about it, doesn't every little girl just dream about the day... where some guy in an expensive suit with a cheap haircut and a gross ring, you know, gets down and proposes and says something romantic like, I'm holding your hands, I'm looking in your eyes, I'm talking to you about our marriage, or whatever.
Are you talking about Jordan right now?
That was the Jordan Rogers proposal
speech. Okay, okay. Yeah.
You know, this is something I personally have been through recently.
Yeah.
And my advice to everyone is...
Thank God you didn't say that.
Don't talk around it. Just say what you have to say. You know, just get out the word.
And
get
the
out
reason the sentence. He talked around it was because he did not want to propose to this girl. He just didn't.
Yeah.
He flat out did not.
Whatever. Everyone's bad.
We get to the end of this thing. I mean, JoJo's body looks banging in that dress. My God.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is very easy to dress her because she looks great in everything. So Jordan and JoJo are on the show.
She has the body that science built.
She has the body that science built. So Jordan and JoJo are on the show. They're so happy together, blah, blah, blah. And of course...
No one cares.
And of course we have to dig up all this about Aaron Rodgers. They sidestep the question and, you know, we have to now wait until... you know, 6 months from now when they pick Luke to be the bachelor. And by God, I hope that this doesn't happen again. But, you know, we already know that because of Luke and his background, we probably won't get the diversity hires that we need for this next round of the show. We'll continue to have the same level of controversy about it not being a show for the people. And so we're going to get the show that we deserve and not the show that we want. Just like Batman.
Yeah, what a terrible season. I don't want to just go out with that being the final thought.
I think it is. Like, I mean, what's the final thought? How long do you think this is going to last?
Well, it's already over. Let me throw this wrench in there. What was the best part of this season? If there was any saving grace, what was the best part of this season?
You know what I'm going to say.
Wells?
Yeah. We got Wells out of it.
I like that we had two non-traditional contenders make it to the final eight.
James Taylor.
And Wells. I like that. I don't like that it was very clear nobody had a chance but Jordan. This is three seasons in a row. Two bachelorettes and one bachelor who have done this trash to us.
Yep.
That's not okay.
I think they just have to get to a point where we have to get out of the bachelor circle. I think if they picked, if they picked other people...
If they picked Chandler Parsons, I'd watch it.
If they picked Chandler Parsons, I'll go on that show.
I don't care.
Oof.
I mean, yeah.
If you don't know who Chandler Parsons is, please Google him. He is so cute.
Pick him. He's joked around that he would do it before.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, Ricky Rubio would be great, too.
Yeah.
Pick someone like Ricky that. Rubio's adorable.
I mean, we're about to have the Olympics right now.
I mean, there's probably...
Pick somebody from there.
10 guys on there that could be on this. Alex Morgan would be really great.
Pick any of them. Pick Leslie Murphy. Pick Ben Z.
Leslie Murphy is with somebody. And Ben Z, we'd get into the same situation.
I refuse to acknowledge that Leslie Murphy is with somebody.
You know she tweeted at me today.
Leslie Murphy did tweet you. She's in San Francisco. Ugh. This is, as of this recording right now, is the closest I've ever been to Leslie Murphy. That's like I'm exploding.
You guys are breathing the same air.
Feel like she knows. And like she knows that I'm around.
She does. God, she can't wait to see you.
Anyway, what a miserable year, right?
I know. 2016 has been really bad.
For The Bachelor. We got engaged. It was good for us.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah, is that it?
Well, Prince died.
Yeah. I hope everybody enjoys Bachelor in Paradise.
God, me too. And I know I won't, because I've already seen Jubilee and Evan hook up, so... Well, I'm going to gouge my eyes out. But, you know, Wells is supposed to be on the end of the show, so we'll see.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. As a quick reminder, you know, you can leave reviews about the show if you want.
Oh, please. That would be great. We've had a handful on the iTunes, and we totally appreciate it.
I just read them, and I was like, wow.
People like the show.
People should write reviews. I mean, if you like it, write a review. If you don't like it, you can go
yourself. Okay. Everybody calm down.
Sorry. That's it. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again next year for The Bachelor, whoever it is.
We're basically going to spend the off season watching Happy Endings for the fifth time in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See you later.
I'm actually feeling feelings. I'm really excited. Let me just tell you, it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done. Totally excited and overwhelmed. I feel like this could happen right now. I'm really excited. That was the worst feeling. It was amazing. I will never find another lover.